A reading from Mark 4:18-19. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
I particularly focus on the deceit of wealth, but the worries of this life, we've already talked about this, but this is probably from the point of view of our own community and where we live and the time we live in is one of the things that really does call upon, pull us away from the Word of God. It's so obvious. And yet, it is such a easy temptation to look to wealth to be the thing that brings us salvation.
In some ways, this is a kind of a deflection back to self-reliance. If we're trusting God, these things that create angst in our life and a sense of control kind of dissipate. So the worries of life, why are we worried? We're not trusting God. The deceitfulness of wealth, we're counting on our wealth as opposed to God, and the desire for other things to come. This is basically referring to a fleshly life, a carnal life, a life that is natural or naturalistic in its pursuit or humanistic in its pursuit rather than one where God is centered. And as we have done this parable over these last 3 days, I'm recognizing that Jesus has given us a clear picture of our three enemies, the devil, the world, and the flesh. In that first aspect, along the path, the seed comes, Satan comes and gets it. That's the devil. The second one is that trouble and persecution, the world, comes against us and is opposition. And now we see that our own flesh, which desires to be in control, which desires to be pampered, all three of these things are warring against a fruitful response to the Word of God.
So, what do we do with this knowledge? What do we do with, how do we respond to this teaching?
I think the value of the teaching is to understand the nature of what is against us being fruitful in our lives. I don't want to spend all my time thinking negatively about what's out there, but I do want to know my enemy. When we know our enemy, then we develop a strategy so that our enemy doesn't beat us. We see this image in sports, that if you have a good game plan that understands the team you're playing, so a lot of times the weaker team will win. And we know it from the history of war, that great generals knew their enemy and their strategy plan. There's a great line in Patton, and I won't quote it with all of the vibrancy which Patton could make a declaration, but Rommel's coming against him in the African theater. And Patton yells out in the middle of it, "Rommel, I've read your book. I know your plan." And this is basically what God is giving us. He's saying, understand all the things that are up against you, because if you know your enemy, then you will be purposeful in gaining my victory in your life.